at her coming out party didn't even know existed. His chestnut hair was trimmed short along the sides of his head, while the top was slightly longer, with an I don't care mess to it. His smile made her heart speed up and had an edge to it that led her to believe he was more than just a sexy face. His face was covered in a sexy scruff that had her imagining it scraping against her delicate skin in a moment of passion, and his forest green eyes pierced her heart and soul. It was love. Why love and not just lust? There was definitely lust involved, but it was the love that held her hostage. Love for the way he watched out for her and his sisters, the way he and his father seemed like best friends with a healthy dose of mutual respect, the way he hugged his mother, and the way he helped others who were not strong enough to help themselves. He stood up for kids who were bullied and asked the Wallflowers to dance at prom. That's why she loved him. "Come on, Mallory," Elle called as she held out her hand. Mallory smiled and hurried to put her arm around her best friend. Would Elle care if she liked Reed? Mallory cringed a bit. Like wasn't the right word. She'd fallen for him with the wild abandon of young love. For years, she'd sat next to him at the dinner table, hoping he would shift so his leg would touch hers. For years, she'd wished upon every fallen star that Reed would realize she was a woman. For years, she'd desired. "Mom has made all our favorites for dinner," Elle said excitedly as she put her arm around Mallory's waist. "Even the chocolate tort?" Mallory asked.
"Especially the chocolate tort," Reed winked. "We all know your secret desire."
Mallory felt her face heat up again. How did he know what she'd just been thinking?
"For chocolate."
"Oh yes, chocolate." Mallory stumbled over her feet and Reed's hand shot out to take hold of her elbow. She looked up into his eyes and saw for the first time they were lingering on her lips and then moving downward.
"I can't believe you're throwing a graduation party for the whole class."
Bree's comment interrupted Reed's perusal down her body.
"I wish I could go."
Margaret, Elle's mother, shook her head.
2 years isn't that long to wait for your own graduation party. But Mallory, are you sure you should be doing this? Did you ask your parents?"
Mallory shrugged.
"As if I could get a hold of them to ask. Besides, I'm having it out at the farm. We won't bother anyone out there."
"As long as you promise me you'll be safe, be aware, and call me if you need anything. I expect a phone call at midnight to check in. Got it?"
Margaret stared at Mallory and Elle.
"Yes, ma'am,"
they both said before sharing a sly grin with each other. Music poured from the outdoor speakers. The paddock closest to the large old plantation house was filled with people dancing. Some were holding beers, some were holding each other, but most were just letting loose after 4 years of working hard. Elle had her head thrown back, her red hair whipping to the music as she danced with a group of her friends. Mallory sat on the flagstone patio watching them as thoughts held her in place. She was serious as she contemplated her already planned out future. Rebellion surged through her as she took a drink of cranberry juice and vodka she had just gotten from the locked house. She was smart. She controlled every aspect of this party. There were bathrooms in the barns. The horses were at the other end of the property. The house was off limits. There was food and plenty of water in the outdoor kitchen. The gates to the farm were locked. Keys to all the cars were in a bowl locked inside the house. It seemed to be working. Everyone was happy. Everyone except her. Even when she wanted to rebel, she couldn't. She was too practical, too logical, too reasonable to completely let loose.
"What are you doing sitting here? Shouldn't you be dancing?"
A deep voice behind her caused her to jump.
"Reed, what are you doing here?"
"I promised Mom I would make sure everything was going well. I just called to let her know it was well in hand."
Reed took a seat next to her on the stone steps and reached for her cup before taking a tentative sip.
"Vodka?"
Mallory nodded. She didn't know what to say. The whole side of his body was pressed up against hers. She felt her breathing hitch and a warmth pool in a very delicate place her